95.7 The Hog, The Morning Hog, Rig Steve, Josh S.R. Prod, and our friend Greg from Wops Hops over there in Sanford.
Yeah.
Greg just wanted to come and try these weird mix of beers that you brought today.
Exactly.
Yeah. He was like, you're just doing a weird show? Count me in.
Absolutely. Yeah, I love the fun stuff.
So let's get weird again. What are we getting into next?
All right. So I have our friends over there at Sun King Brewery.
Okay.
Originally Indiana.
All right.
And now they have a brewery in Sarasota, Florida, the old J-Dubs Brewery.
Okay.
They're making beer locally here in Florida now. So this is Keller Haze.
Keller Haze.
Yep. Okay. So they've been doing this beer for quite some time, but it's just hitting our market as of, I think, last week.
Okay.
So I figure we give it a shot.
All right.
Not Keller Haze. I can't see it.
No, you don't. Trust me, you don't need to see it. Just drink it.
I'll hold up the can here for you. Ready?
There you go.
And then they're making it kind of a hazy style on top of that. So it's still an IPA, technically.
All right.
So it's an IPA in the style of a Keller beer.
It does smell piney. A little bit of pine scent right there. Don't mind that at all.
Let me take a whiff.
Hey, Steve, do you know what Keller beer is?
I do not. No clue.
Mm.
It's a cellar beer.
Mm.
It's a cellar beer?
It's a cellar beer.
Yeah. They make it in the basements. Fun fact.
Then why do they call it a Keller?
No.
Because it's German style?
Yeah. They use different letters for words and stuff.
So Keller is German for cellar?
Yeah.
Correct. Like, look at you putting everything together.
Well, daggum.
Like sauerkraut, you know, so there's a whole different...
Like kindergarten?
Like that, yes.
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
It's not a tumor.
Yeah.
It's not a tumor, that thing.
We have to crash this bus.
You're
going to crash this bus quick.
2 hours.
No kidding.
So this is 6.3% alcohol.
Okay.
Like I said, new to the market for us. You can see it's slightly hazy. So haze.
It's a very odd...
So you get a little bit of pineapple.
Odd makes it sound like I don't like it. I do like it. But it's an odd mix.
You weren't expecting it, right?
No, yeah. The front, it's like the fruits on the front.
Yep.
Pineapple?
So Greg talked about it in our last episode about hazies. As far as they're a little bit juicier up front, a little bit more fruit flavored because of those hops. And a little less of the bitterness on that back end.
Exactly.
So it's really nice, easy drinking beer, even at 6.3% alcohol.
Okay.
Delicious.
Do you know how they get that, the flavor? So the longer you boil a hop in your boil kettle, the more bitter the beer will be. So they put the hops in at the end of the boil, so you get the flavor and aroma of the hops. And then dry hopping is also a technique that we use. When the beer's in the fermenter, we'll hang a bag of hops in the fermenter. And because there's no heat, then you just pull the flavor of the hop out.
Oh,
so really to go nice. Back to what he was saying as far as boiling, if you think back to like Dogfish 60-minute and 90-minute,
okay,
they're doing continuous boils of those hops for 60 minutes, 90 minutes, and they're getting continually more and more hoppier and bitter and flavor profile again.
So look at this.
This is good beer. I like this a lot.
Yeah. Very nice. Easy drinking.
See, we're drinking and learning today. You should be doing the same right now as well. You can feel free to join us if you're at home right now. Maybe you knocked off early for the weekend here on a Friday morning.
Go pick up a 6-pack of each of these. Some of them are in 12-packs. Usually they have a single section at places like Total Wine and ABC, and you can grab a single and, you know, go back and watch the YouTube channel and drink with us.
Yeah, you should definitely do that. Watch the Morning Hog on YouTube. And, of course, we'll post it up there at 957thehog.com. And you can check out srprod.com/beerfinder, too, and find these beers. We found one in my hand. You found one more that's not open yet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Good find.
Hold up. What did you wink? Give me a little wink right there.
One of my favorite beers of all time.
But it is.
We've talked about it in the past, and they...
Look how dark that thing is.
I'm pouring motor oil out of a bottle right now.
Oh, really? Motor oil?
Yep.
I need a change.
Sierra Nevada.
That's really pretty.
Oh, the narwhal's back. I love it.
Oh, my goodness. That is pretty dark.
Right.
I love when they go sideways.
You cannot see through that.
I mean,
so this is a seasonal or limited release, I guess you could say. Comes out once a year. We only get about 40 cases of it. Roughly. So if you see it out on the shelf, grab it now because it will not be long for
all. Oh, man. That's a sharp.
Don't need breakfast
sharp
now.
Sharp bite.
Yeah. So this is an Imperial Stout, number one. So that's why it's such a strong beer.
Cool.
Also, the ABV content
10.2.
Knock your D in the D.
I love it. That's fantastic.
Dungeons and Dragons?
Oh, I got the lasers, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really
your
good.
Dungeons and your dragons.
That's really good.
Yeah, so super roasted malt on the back end, right. Almost to the point where it gets a little bit bitter.
Right.
Yeah, but kind of like a dark chocolate.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you consider this more chocolate than coffee? I don't drink coffee, so I don't know, but...
I think it's a really, really nice balance of both, to be honest with you. I'd say it's closer to coffee than chocolate.
I would say so, too.
Just because people are going to associate chocolate with sweetness.
Right.
But I don't know if you guys are getting it, but on the exhale, you get a little bit of smoke as well. Mm,
definitely, yeah.
Right. A roast.
One of my favorite beers of all time.
Yeah,
this is really nice.
And the scary thing about this is they make a barrel-aged version of it.
Oh.
That comes in a 4-pound, 16-ounce. Weird, not getting any of that this year. Yeah. But if you see it out somewhere in Florida...
Buy it.
Yeah.
Does it come with an airbag so you can bring it and fall down?
Exactly.
Whoa. I need that. That's really good, though.
Do you remember what a narwhal is?
Yeah.
Just the mythical whale creature.
It's real.
It's real. It's a real whale.
Nah.
Yes, it is.
It is a unicorn whale.
Essentially. They have that huge horn that's going through, essentially. But it's not a horn. It's a tooth.
Mm-hmm.
It grows through their skull.
Yeah.
It's wild.
True story.
Yep.
Man, you think a dentist would get in there and work on that as an ocean dentist or something, right?
They don't make those.
Yeah, no, they don't. Oceanic.
An ocean dentist?
Yeah, no. All right. Fair enough. I mean, maybe we create the option of having some people go out with the Coast Guard and do dental work for sea creatures.
Oceanic dental. Thought about that?
Well, just saying. It's a niche.
I don't feel like that business
would last. I think that 10.5 is getting to you, buddy.
Yeah, you're probably right. We should probably start to seal this thing off. So this, as you mentioned, get it while you can.
Yep.
Don't get it while it's hot.
Did you bring any more with you? Because I want to take some home.
I got a little bit more.
Nice.
Ooh, show me where.
This is a good beer to share with friends, too. The
need to.
People that understand what they're drinking and enjoy those rich... The flavors are so rich in this, and it finishes really sweet on the tongue, too. Yeah. I really, really like this beer.
Very complex and layered, and I just really enjoy this.
Have any of you guys been to Sierra Nevada up in Asheville?
I have.
No.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
We call it Malt Disney World.
It is. Absolutely gorgeous facility.
That's my favorite name ever.
That's pretty good.
Oh, my God. Is that what you call it, or do they call it?
I think I heard it from someone, and then it just makes sense.
Somebody's got to get some shirts printed up.
That's so good. Yeah. That place up there is amazing. You can catch a flight right out of Sanford.
Yep.
Stop by Wopsops before you
go. I was going to say, I didn't know where we were going today. This was like super secret beers. Josh didn't even tell us. This is a great ride, right? Thank God we all threw our keys in a bucket out in the hallway. We're good to go.
Yourself. I got mine right here. I think mine is somewhere.
Wait a minute.
Roll of beer. Listen, never mind.
It's only a few hours until some football kicking off, so let's enjoy. Go to srparad.com/beerfinder. Thank you, Greg from Wopsops, and thank you, Josh from SR Parad. We love you. Cheers.
Yeah!